eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to episode number 102, being recorded on July 4th, 2007. Well, as I celebrate the 4th of July this year, I am in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a very apropos place to be celebrating the 4th of July and Americana and freedom, things like that. Have a little bit of time in between some of the sessions here at the Gilder Lehrman Institute, and I just wanted to share some thoughts on the 4th of July. As many of you, I'm sure, I grew up with picnics, and we had a big town celebration in Howells, Nebraska, where I grew up. Unfortunately, they don't have that anymore, but we used to have all kinds of games and polka bands and all those kinds of things, and then fireworks, as many as could be supplied by a town of about 600 people. So we celebrated the 4th of July in that manner. But the 4th of July also has kind of a personal connection to my family, and I just wanted to kind of share that story a little bit with you. I actually tell the story quite a bit, but I don't think I've actually related it on a podcast before. Obviously, my name is Eric Langhorst, and my grandfather was Henry C. Langhorst. And Henry grew up in Germany. He was born in Germany, raised in Germany, and actually was a German Marine in World War I. He fought in the trenches, was actually a machine gunnist in World War I. And after the collapse of the German economy, after World War I, he decided that he wanted to come to America. Now, he did have an uncle that had actually come to America earlier, and Henry, my grandfather, and his brother decided that they were going to go to America as well. And so, at the age of 26, my grandfather decided that he was going to leave almost all of his family, except for his brother and an uncle, behind, and come to America, not being able to speak any English, knowing that he could probably get some work in Nebraska as a farmhand when he got to Nebraska through his uncle, but basically took this humongous chance to come across the ocean and start a new life in America. Actually came to Ellis Island, was processed in Ellis Island, and I can remember him talking about seeing the Statue of Liberty and getting tears in his eyes, things like that. But he was processed at Ellis Island, actually got mugged at Ellis Island. Somebody on the dock took everything that he had as far as worldly possessions except the clothes on his back. But was able to get on a train and began the trek from New York to Nebraska on July 3rd in 1923. And so here's my grandfather, cannot speak any English, and he's sitting with his brother, and they are traveling across the United States on July 3rd and July 4th of 1923. Now, they don't understand that it's the 4th of July. I mean, they don't understand what's happening. All they know is, as they go through every small town, they see flags, they see parades, they see people celebrating, they see all kinds of different types of celebrations, and they keep looking at each other saying, oh my gosh, you know, Uncle Frank said that this country was incredible, but I mean, this is even better than we thought it would be. You know, this is amazing. Everybody's having such a great time. And so they found out later, obviously, that they were passing on kind of a special holiday. But that story has stayed with our family, and it's usually actually the first thing I think of when I think of July 4th. I actually talked to my father on the phone tonight, or this afternoon, and he mentioned that he was thinking of it today as he was working out in the yard in Howells as well. So, you know, just kind of interesting when I think back to the whole idea of what my grandfather decided to do when he was 26 years old in leaving basically his entire family and going to a country that he could not even speak the language in to basically start a new life. You know, that one choice that my grandfather made has had a huge influence on not only his own life, but obviously generations after that. And on my mom's side, my great-grandfather also was an immigrant to America and actually came from Ireland. And so, you know, the choices that these people made were, to me, courageous. I mean, I can't imagine going to another country, starting from scratch, And, you know, basically based on the fact that they believe that they're going to have a better life when they do that. And, you know, I've been away from my wife and daughter for, you know, almost a week, and, you know, I miss them dearly. I can hardly imagine what it was like to leave your parents and your family and know that in most likelihood you're not going to see them again, or if you do see them again, it'll probably be years and years and years down the road. So on July 4th, you know, I enjoy picnics and fireworks and things like that, but I also have kind of a special memory of my grandfather. So, all right. Well, I hope everybody's having a great July 4th. Like I mentioned, I'm here in Gettysburg, and we're with some American history teachers. We're going to try and do a little get-together tonight. But I hope everybody out there is having a great 4th of July, or had a great 4th of July, if you listen to this a little bit later. And I'll continue to do some podcasts here from Gettysburg and try and share the experience of this amazing place and this great workshop. So thanks for listening to Speaking of History, and have a great 4th of July. Thanks. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.